Atrin discusses communication involving religious beliefs as a case in point. In one set of experiments, he asked religious people to write down on a piece of paper the meanings of the Ten Commandments. Despite the subject's own expectations of consensus, interpretations of the commandments showed wide ranges of variation, with little evidence of consensus. In another experiment, subjects with autism and subjects without autism interpreted ideological and religious sayings, for example, "Let a thousand flowers bloom," or "To everything there is a season." People with autism showed a significant tendency to closely paraphrase and repeat content from the original statement, for example, "Don't cut flowers before they bloom." Controls tended to infer a wider range of cultural meanings with little replicated content, for example, "Go with the flow," or "Everyone should have equal opportunity." Only the subjects with autism who lacked the degree of inferential capacity normally associated with aspects of theory of men came close to functioning as men machines. 42 In his book The Robot's Rebellion, Stanovich uses the MEMS and MAPEX concepts to describe a program of cognitive reform that he refers to as a rebellion. Specifically, Stanovich argues that the use of MEMS as a descriptor for cultural units is beneficial because it serves to emphasize transmission and acquisition properties that parallel the study of epidemiology. These properties make salient the sometimes parasitic nature of acquired MEMS, and as a result individuals should be motivated to reflectively acquire MEMS using what he calls a Neurothian bootstrap process. 43 Religion. See also, Evolutionary Psychology of Religion. Although social scientists such as Max Weber sought to understand and explain religion in terms of a cultural attribute, Richard Dawkins called for a reanalysis of religion in terms of the evolution of self-replicating ideas apart from any resulting biological advantages they might bestow. As an enthusiastic Darwinian, I have been dissatisfied with explanations that my fellow enthusiasts have offered for human behavior. They have tried to look for biological advantages in various attributes of human civilization. For instance, tribal religion has been seen as a mechanism for solidifying group identity, valuable for a pack-hunting species whose individuals rely on cooperation to catch large and fast prey. Frequently, the evolutionary preconception in terms of which such theories are framed is implicitly group selectionist, but it is possible to rephrase the theories in terms of orthodox gene selection. Richard Dawkins, The Selfish Gene. He argued that the role of key replicator in cultural evolution belongs not to genes but to MEMS replicating thought from person to person by means of imitation. These replicators respond to selective pressures that may or may not affect biological reproduction or survival. 15 In her book The MEMS Machine, Susan Blackmore regards religions as particularly tenacious MEMS. Many of the features common to the most widely practiced religions provide built-in advantages in an evolutionary context, she writes. For example, religions that preach of the value of faith over evidence from everyday experience or reason inoculate societies against many of the most basic tools people commonly use to evaluate their ideas. By linking altruism with religious affiliation, religious MEMS can proliferate more quickly because people perceive that they can reap societal as well as personal rewards. The longevity of religious MEMS improves with their documentation in revered religious texts. 20 Aaron Lynch attributed the robustness of religious MEMS and human culture to the fact that such MEMS incorporate multiple modes of MEMS transmission. Religious MEMS pass down the generations from parent to child and across a single generation through the MEMS exchange of proselytism. Most people will hold the religion taught them by their parents throughout their life. Many religions feature adversarial elements, punishing apostasy, for instance, or demonizing infidels. In Thought Contagion, Lynch identifies the MEMS of transmission in Christianity as especially powerful in scope. Believers view the conversion of non-believers both as a religious duty and as an act of altruism. The promise of heaven to believers and threat of hell to non-believers provide a strong incentive for members to retain their belief. Lynch asserts that belief in the crucifixion of Jesus in Christianity amplifies each of its other replication advantages through the indebtedness believers have to their Savior for sacrifice on the cross. The image of the crucifixion recurs in religious sacraments, and the proliferation of symbols of the cross in homes and churches potently reinforces the wide array of Christian MEMS. 26 Although religious MEMS have proliferated in human cultures, the modern scientific community has been relatively resistant to religious belief. Robertson, 2007, 44, reason that if evolution is accelerated in conditions of propagative difficulty, 45, then we would expect to encounter variations of religious MEMS, established in general populations, addressed to scientific communities. Using a mimetic approach, Robertson deconstructed two attempts to privilege religiously held spirituality in scientific discourse. Advantages of a mimetic approach as compared to more traditional modernization and supply-side theses in understanding the evolution and propagation of religion were explored. Mimetic explanations of racism and cultural software, a theory of ideology, Jack Balkin argued that mimetic processes can explain many of the most familiar features of ideological thought. His theory of cultural software maintained that Mun's form narratives, social networks, metaphoric and metonymic models, and a variety of different mental structures. Balkin maintains that the same structures used to generate ideas about free speech or free markets also serve to generate racistic beliefs. To Balkin, whether Mun's become harmful or maladaptive depends on the environmental context in which they exist rather than in any special source or manner to their origination. Balkin describes racist beliefs as fantasy Mun's that become harmful or unjust ideologies when diverse peoples come together as through trade or competition. 46 Architectural Mun's. In A Theory of Architecture, Nico Salingaro speaks of Mun's as freely propagating clusters of information, which can be beneficial or harmful. He contrasts Mun's to patterns and true knowledge, characterizing Mun's as greatly simplified versions of patterns, and as unreasoned matching to some visual or mnemonic prototype. 47 Taking reference to Dawkins, Salingaro emphasizes that they can be transmitted due to their own communicative properties, that the simpler they are, the faster they can proliferate, and that the most successful MIMS come with a great psychological appeal. 48 Architectural MIMS, according to Salingaro, can have destructive power. Images portrayed in architectural magazines representing buildings that could not possibly accommodate everyday users become fixed in our memory, so we reproduce them unconsciously. 49 He lists various architectural MIMS that circulated since the 1920s and which, in his view, have led to contemporary architecture becoming quite decoupled from human needs. They lack connection and meaning, thereby preventing the creation of true connections necessary to our understanding of the world. He sees them as no different from anti-patterns in software design as solutions that are false but are reutilized nonetheless. 50 Internet Culture Main Article, Internet Mem. See also, List of Internet Phenomena. An Internet Mem is a concept that spreads rapidly from person to person via the Internet, largely through Internet-based emailing, blogs, forums, IMAC boards like 4chan, social networking sites like Facebook, Instagram or Twitter, instant messaging, and video hosting services like YouTube and Twitch TV. 51 In 2013, Richard Dawkins characterized an Internet Mem as one deliberately altered by human creativity, distinguished from Dawkins's original idea involving mutation by random change in the form of Darwinian selection. 52 Mem Maps. One technique of mem mapping represents the evolution and transmission of a mem across time and space. 53 Such a mem map uses a figure 8 diagram, an analemma, to map the gestation, in the lower loop, birth, at the choke point, and development, in the upper loop, of the selected mem. Such mem maps are non-scalar, with time mapped onto the y-axis and space onto the x-axis transect. One can read the temporal progression of the mapped mem from south to north on such a mem map. Paul has published a worked example using the organics mem, as an organic agriculture. 53 See also Alabine and Baldwin effect, chain letter mimetic algorithms, mimetic engineering, the beginning of infinity, biosemiotics, Darwin machine, David Deutsch, dual inheritance theory, the electronic revolution, evolutionary biology, mimicry, frisium, psycholinguistic survivals, universal Darwinism, viral marketing, viral video, folia, denotes Dawkins, Richard, 1989, The Selfish Gene, 2 ed. Oxford University Press, pages 192. ISBN 0-19-286092-5, we need a name for the new replicator, a noun that conveys the idea of a unit of cultural transmission, or a unit of imitation. Mimim comes from a suitable Greek root, but I want a monosyllable that sounds a bit like gene. I hope my classicist friends will forgive me if I abbreviate mimim to mem. If it is any consolation, it could alternatively be thought of as being related to memory, or to the French word mem. It should be pronounced to rhyme with cream. Mem. Merriam-Webster Dictionary. Graham 2002, Kelly and 1994, pages 360. But if we consider culture as its own self-organizing system, a system with its own agenda and pressure to survive, then the history of humanity gets even more interesting. As Richard Dawkins has shown, systems of self-replicating ideas or mems can quickly accumulate their own agenda and behaviors. I assign no higher motive to a cultural entity than the primitive drive to reproduce itself and modify its environment to aid its spread. One way the self-organizing system can do this is by consuming human biological resources. Hannigan and Sheelins 2009, McNamara 2011, Gill, Jameson, 2011. Mums and Narrative Analysis, A Potential Direction for the Development of Neo-Darwinian-Orientated Research in Organizations. In, ERM 11, Proceedings of the European Academy of Management. European Academy of Management. Berman, J.T. 2012. The Misunderstanding of Mims. Biography of an Unscientific Object, 19,761,999 inches. Perspectives on Science 20, 1, 75,104. doi, 10.1162/POSCA00057. This is an open access article, made freely available courtesy of MIT Press. Dawkins, 1989, pages 192. Dawkins, Richard, 1982, The Extended Phenotype, Oxford University Press, pages 109, ISBN 0-19-286088-7. Dawkins Forward to Blackmore, 1999, PXVI Saatchi and Saatchi New Directors Showcase, June 22, 2013. Just for Hits, Richard Dawkins via YouTube. The American Heritage Dictionary of the English Language, 4th edition, 2000 Millikan 2004, p. 16. Varieties of Meaning. Richard Dawkins invented the term limbs to stand for items that are reproduced by imitation rather than reproduced genetically. Dawkins 1989, pages 352. Cultural Microevolution, 1966. Research Previews 13, 2, pages 7-10. Also presented at the November 1966 annual meeting of the American Anthropological Association. Is a cultural ethology possible? Equal 3, 161-182. Cullen, J.M. 1972. Huxley, T.H. The Coming of Age of the Origin of Species. 1880, Science 1, 15-17. Kilroy Was Here, Los Angeles Times articles.latimes.com. March 5, 2000. Retrieved December 6, 2013. Blackmore 1999. Dawkins, Richard, 2006. The Selfish Gene 30th Anniversary Edition. 3rd ed. Oxford, Oxford University Press, UK. Pages 199. ISBN 9780191537554. Hannigan, Francis. Mem Replication, The Mimetic Life Cycle. Principia Cybernetica. Retrieved July 26, 2013. R. Evers, John. A Justification of Societal Altruism According to the Mimetic Application of Hamilton's Rule. Retrieved July 26, 2013. Blackmore 1998. The term contagion is often associated with mimetics. We may say that certain limbs are contagious, or more contagious than others. Blackmore 1998. Lynch 1996. Wilkins, John S. 1998. What's in a Meme? Reflections from the Perspective of the History and Philosophy of Evolutionary Biology, Journal of Mimetics, 2 Wilson 1998. Dennett 1991. Dawkins 2004. Mutation, Selection, and Vertical Transmission of the Stigmas in Religious Canons in Journal of Mimetics, Evolutionary Models of Information Transmission, Volume 5, Issue 1, 2001. Online version retrieved January 27, 2008. Strelley and Griffiths 1999. Pages 333. Benitez Brabaisca, Luis, January 2001, Mimetics, A Dangerous Idea, PDF, Interciencia, Revista de Ciencia y Tecnología de America, Venezuela, Asociación Interciencia, 26, 1, 2931, ISSN 0378-1844, retrieved February 11, 2010. If the mutation rate is high and takes place over short periods, as mimetics predict, instead of selection, adaptation and survival, a chaotic disintegration occurs due to the accumulation of errors. Gray, John, March 15, 2008. John Gray on Secular Fundamentalists. The Guardian. London. Deacon, Terence. The Trouble with Mims, and What to Do About It. The Semiotic Review of Books. 10, 3. Cowell, Kalevi, 2000. Copy versus Translate, Meme versus Sign, Development of Biological Textuality. European Journal for Semiotic Studies 12, 1, 101-120. Frakia, Joseph. Arsene Wanton, February 2005, The Price of Metaphor, History and Theory, William University, 44, 44, 1429, doi, 10.1111 per joule 1468-2303.2005.0035x. ISSN 0018-2656, JSTOR 3590779, The Selectionist Paradigm Requires the Reduction of Society and Culture to Inheritance Systems that Consist of Randomly Varying, Individual Units, Some of Which Are Selected, and Some Not. And With Society and Culture Thus Reduced to Inheritance Systems, History Can Be Reduced to Evolution. W. E. conclude that while historical phenomena can always be modeled selectionistically, selectionist explanations do no work, nor do they contribute anything new except a misleading vocabulary that anesthetizes history. Mayer, Ernst, 1997. The Objects of Selection. Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences of the United States of America. Stanford University's Highwire Press Register Trademark 94, 6, 20,912,094 doi, 10.1073/PNIS 94.6.2091. PMC 33,654. PMID 9,122,151. Archive from the original on November 15, 2013. C. Edmonds, Bruce, September 2002, Three Challenges for the Survival of Mimetics, Journal of Mimetics, Evolutionary Models of Information Transmission, 6, 2. Retrieved February 3, 2009. Honor 2000, Poolshaw 2002, Atrin 2002, Stanovich, Keith E. 2004. The Robots' Rebellion, Finding Meaning in the Age of Darwin, 1st ed. University of Chicago Press. ISBN 0-226-77089-3. Robertson, Lloyd Hawkeye, 2007, Reflections on the Use of Spirituality to Privilege Religion in Scientific Discourse, Incorporating Considerations of Self, Journal of Religion and Health, 46, 3, 449,461, doi, 10.1007/1094-006-9105, Wadenid, Daniel C. 1995, Darwin's Dangerous Idea, Evolution and the Meanings of Life, New York, Simon and Schuster. Balkin 1998, Nico Salingaro's Theory of Architecture, Chapter 12, Architectural Mums in a Universe of Information, ISBN 3-937954-07-4, Umbauverlag, 2006, 2008, pages 243 and 260. Salingaro's, 2008, pages 243,245. Salingaro's, 2008, pages 249. Salingaro's, 2008, pages 259. Schubert, Karen, July 31, 2003. Bizarre Goes Bizarre. USA Today. Retrieved July 5, 2007. Solon, Olivia, June 20, 2013. Richard Dawkins on the Internet's Hijacking of the Word Meme. Wired UK. Archive from the original on July 9, 2013. Paul, John, 2009, Meme Maps, A Tool for Configuring Memes in Time and Space, PDF, European Journal of Scientific Research, 31, 1, 11, 18. References. Atrin, Scott, 2002, In Gods We Trust, The Evolutionary Landscape of Religion, Oxford, Oxfordshire, Oxford University Press, ISBN 0-19-514930-0. Atrin, Scott, 2001, The Trouble with Memes, PDF, Human Nature, 4, 12. Honor, Robert, 2000, Darwinizing Culture, The Status of Mimetics as a Science, Oxford, Oxfordshire, Oxford University Press, ISBN 0-19-263244-2. Honor, Robert, 2002, The Electric Meme, A New Theory of How We Think, New York, Free Press, ISBN 0-7432-0150-7. Balkin, J.M. 1998, Cultural Software, A Theory of Ideology, New Haven, Connecticut, Yale University Press, ISBN 0-300-07288-0. Bloom, Howard S. 1997, The Lucifer Principle, A Scientific Expedition into the Forces of History, Boston, Atlantic Monthly Press, published February 1997, p. 480, ISBN 0-87113-664-3. Blackmore, Susan, 1998, Imitation and the Definition of a Meme, PDF, Journal of Mimetics, Evolutionary Models of Information Transmission. Blackmore, Susan J. 1999, The Meme Machine, Oxford, Oxfordshire, Oxford University Press, published April 8, 1999, pages 288, ISBN 0-19-850365-2, trade paperback, ISBN 0-9658817-8-4, 1999, ISBN 0-19-286212-X, 2000, Brody, Richard, 1996, Virus of the Mind, The New Science of the Meme, Seattle, Washington, Integral Press, pages 251, ISBN 0-9636001-1-7. Dawkins, Richard, 1989, 11. Memes, The New Replicators, The Selfish Gene, 2nd ed., New ed., Oxford, Oxford University Press, pages 368, ISBN 0-19-217773-7. Dawkins, Richard, 2004, A Devil's Chaplain, Reflections on Hope, Lies, Science, and Love, Boston, Mariner Books, pages 263, ISBN 0-618-48539-2. Dawkins, Richard, 2015, Memes, Brief Candle in the Dark, My Life in Science, First ed. London, Bantam Press, Transworld Publishers, pages 404,408, ISBN 978-0-59307-256-1. Dennett, Daniel C. 2006, Breaking the Spell, Religion as a Natural Phenomenon, Viking, Penguin, ISBN 0-670-03472X. Dennett, Daniel, 1991, Consciousness Explained, Boston, Little, Brown & Company, ISBN 0-316-18065-3. Distin, Kate, 2005, The Selfish Man, A Critical Reassessment, Cambridge, UK, Cambridge University Press, pages 238, ISBN 0-521-60627-6. Farnish, Keith, 2009, Time's Up, An Uncivilized Solution to a Global Crisis, Totens, Green Books, pages 256, ISBN 1-900322-48X. Graham, Gordon, 2002, Genes, A Philosophical Inquiry, New York, Routledge, pages 196, ISBN 0-415-25257-1. Henson, H. Keith, Evolutionary Psychology, Mums and the Origin of War. Henson, H. Keith, 2002. Sex, Drugs, and Cults. An Evolutionary Psychology Perspective on Why and How Cult Mums Get a Drug-like Hold on People, and What Might Be Done to Mitigate the Effects. The Human Nature Review. 2, 343,355. Halligan, Francis. Sheeland, K. 2009, Mars, B., ed., Encyclopedia of Complexity and Systems Science, Evolution of Culture, Mimetics, PDF, Encyclopedia of Complexity and Systems Science by Robert A. Mars, Springer, Bitcode, 2009 XBOC, M., doi, 10.1007/978-0-387-30440-3. ISBN 978-0-387-75888-6. Ingold, T., 2000, The Poverty of Selectionism, Anthropology Today, 16, 3, 1, doi, 10.1111/1467-8322.00022. Halligan, Francis, 1992, Selfish Mums and the Evolution of Cooperation, Journal of Ideas, Volume 2, Number 4, pp. 7784. January, Stephen, The Mimetics of Music, A Neo-Darwinian View of Musical Structure and Culture, Aldershot, Ashgate, 2007, Kelly, Kevin, 1994, Out of Control, The New Biology of Machines, Social Systems and the Economic World, Boston, Addison Wesley, pages 360, ISBN 0-201-48340-8. Lynch, Aaron, 1996, Thought Contagion, How Beliefs Spread Through Society, New York, Basic Books, pages 208, ISBN 0-465-08467-3. McNamara, Adam, 2011, Can We Measure MIMS? Frontiers in Evolutionary Neuroscience, 3, doi, 10.3389/FNEVO 2011.00001. Milligan, Ruth G. 2004, Varieties of Meaning, The 2002 Jean Nicod Lectures, Cambridge, Massachusetts, MIT Press, pages 242, ISBN 0-262-13444-6. Post, Stephen Garrard. Underwood, Lynn G. Schloss, Jeffrey P. Garrard, 2002, Altruism and Altruistic Love, Science, Philosophy, and Religion in Dialogue, Oxford University Press U.S., pages 500, ISBN 0-19-514-358-2. Moritz, Elon. 1995, Metasystems, Mums and Cybernetic Immortality, in Hamligan F., Jocelyn C., and Turchin V. and The Quantum of Evolution. Toward a Theory of Metasystem Transitions, Gordon and Breach Science Publishers, New York, Special Issue of World Futures, The Journal of General Evolution, Vol. 45, pages 155-171. Poulshock, Joseph, 2002, The Problem and Potential of Mimetics, Journal of Psychology and Theology, Rosemead School of Psychology, Gale Group, 2004, pages 68+. Russell, Bertrand, 1921, The Analysis of Mind, London, George Allen and Unwin. Strelley, Kim. Griffiths, Paul E. 1999, Sex and Death, An Introduction to Philosophy of Biology, Chicago, University of Chicago Press, pages 456. ISBN 0-226-77304-3. Veselsky, Agnes, 2013, Promiscuity of Images. month from an English-Hungarian contrasted perspective. In Benedek, Andris Neri, Christoph, and How to Do Things with Pictures, Skill, Practice, Performance, Series Visual Learning, Volume 3, Frankfurt Peter Lang, pages 115,127, ISBN 978-3-631-62972-7 Wilson, Edward O. 1998, Consilience, The Unity of Knowledge, New York, Knopf, pages 352, ISBN 0-679-45077-7 External links Lookup Mem in Wiktionary, The Free Dictionary. Dawkins' speech on the 30th anniversary of the publication of The Selfish Gene, Dawkins 2006 Evolution and Mums, The Human Brain as a Selective Imitation Device article by Susan Blackmore. Godwin, Mike. Mem, Counter Mem. Wired. Retrieved November 5, 2009. Journal of Memetics, a peer-refereed Journal of Memetics published from 1997 until 2005. Susan Blackmore, Mums and Tims, TED Talks February 2008. Christopher von Bülow, article Mem, translated from Jürgen Mittelstraß, ed. Encyclopädie Philosophie und Wissenschaftstheorie, 2nd edition, Volume 5, Stuttgart Weimar, Metzler 2013. Richard Dawkins explains the real meaning of the word Mem. Richard Dawkins Mems, Oxford Union Neologism, from Wikipedia. The Free Encyclopedia, https://en.wikipedia.org/wiki/neologism/nildzm/. From Greek, neo, new, and logos, speech. Utterance is the name for a relatively recent or isolated term, word, or phrase that may be in the process of entering common use but that has not yet been fully accepted into mainstream language. 1. Neologisms are often directly attributable to a specific person, publication, period, or event. Viral phenomenon from Wikipedia. The Free Encyclopedia. https://en.wikipedia.org/wiki/. Viral_phenomenon. Viral phenomena are objects or patterns that are able to replicate themselves or convert other objects into copies of themselves when these objects are exposed to them. They get their name from the way that viruses propagate. This has become a common way to describe how thoughts, information, and trends move into and through a human population. Viral media is a common term whose popularity has been fueled by the rapid rise of social network sites alongside declining advertising rates and an extremely fragmented audience for broadcast media. 1. 17 different from the spreadable media. Viral media uses viral metaphors of infection and contamination, which means that audiences play as passive carriers rather than an active role to spread contents. 1. 21 memes are possibly the best known example of informational viral patterns. Memetics from Wikipedia. The Free Encyclopedia. https://en.wikipedia.org/wiki/. Memetics is a theory of mental content based on an analogy with Darwinian evolution, originating from the popularization of Richard Dawkins' 1976 book The Selfish Gene. 1. Proponents describe memetics as an approach to evolutionary models of cultural information transfer. The mem, analogous to a gene, was conceived as a unit of culture, an idea, belief, pattern of behavior, etc., which is hosted in the minds of one or more individuals, and which can reproduce itself, thereby jumping from mind to mind. Thus, what would otherwise be regarded as one individual influencing another to adopt a belief is seen as an idea replicator reproducing itself in a new host. As with genetics, particularly under a Dickensian interpretation, a mem's success may be due to its contribution to the effectiveness of its host. Memetics is also notable for sidestepping the traditional concern with the truth of ideas and beliefs. Instead, it is interested in their success. 2. The Usenet news group of memetics started in 1993 with peak posting years in the mid to late 1990s. 3. The Journal of Memetics was published electronically from 1997 to 2005. 4. Functional neuroimaging from Wikipedia. The Free Encyclopedia. https://en.wikipedia.org/wiki/. Functional_neuroimaging. Functional neuroimaging is the use of neuroimaging technology to measure an aspect of brain function, often with a view to understanding the relationship between activity in certain brain areas and specific mental functions. It is primarily used as a research tool in cognitive neuroscience, cognitive psychology, neuropsychology, and social neuroscience. At GREWUP2017 Awesome Chromo Bone Glows and Blows Playroom School Denver, Colorado, USA, 39 degrees 42 2005 February North 104 degrees 54 22 September West http://awesomeacromobone playroom.school